car 81. Detectives, car 81. Captain Snyder, call your station.
10 minutes more to go, and I get a call. I'll probably be out on some pickup half the night. Pull in here to this box, and I'll see what's up. Hey, which one of these keys... Oh, never mind, I got it. This is Captain Snyder. Hey, what's up? Yeah, all right, put him on. Captain Roberts wants to talk to me.
Probably a homicide.
Yeah. Hello? Yeah? I'm off in 10 minutes, why? Sure. Sure I would. At the garden, huh? You betcha. Be there in 10 minutes, Sam.
What is it, Captain, a murder?
No, Captain Roberts has 2 passes to the Miller-McCoy fight tonight, and he wants me to go with him. Step on it, boy.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Mike. I'll tell you about it tomorrow.
Don't bother. I hear it myself tonight on the radio.
Goodbye, Captain.
Good night.
There you are, you old waffle.
Hello, Sam. Nice of you to give me a call.
No, forget it. I chiseled 2 tickets out of Manny Morris, McCoy's manager, and any time you can get anything out of that tight bozo, I say do it.
Yeah, maybe Manny wants you to see his fighter in action.
Maybe so. Come on, let's get going.
Hey, how are the odds on this crap?
Plenty top heavy. 5-1 in McCoy.
How's the smart money going?
You mean the ring?
Yeah.
I saw Flash Curran tonight, and he was backing Kit Miller.
Well, that don't sound right. Curran usually stays on the top side.
Now, how do you know he ain't?
Well, you mean...
I'm not saying anything, but if Curran can take the suckers who are clamoring McCoy to the tune of 5-1, he'll do it and not be choosy about his methods.
Yeah, but McCoy's at the top of his career. He'll take the kid like Grant took Richmond.
Yeah, unless... Oh, here we are. Right through here. Hi, Ed.
Hello, Captain.
Hey, what were you saying about McCoy?
I was saying that if... Oh, it's the main event. Come on. What do you care? The good ones.
Wow, look at that McCoy clock.
He's certainly pouring the leather to the kid.
Is he? Wow. Take a look at that one. Say, has that McCoy got a street left? Hey, there. See it? See it? Miller won't last 4 rounds. No, sir. That guy is like dynamite.
Death round. Hey, what's the matter with McCoy? You see him toss Morris out of his corner at the bell ring?
Yeah, there's something screwy there. McCoy's been winning all the way, and look at the scowl on Morris' face.
Yeah, and pipe the look on Flash Curran's mug.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look exactly happy.
Not with all the dough he has on Kid Miller. Boy, look at McCoy go.
Hey,
there's something funny here, Joe.
What do you mean?
Now, this fighter. Hey, the kid's down. 3, 4. He's out like a light. 7, 8. It's all over, Joe. Man, McCoy wins.
Get out of here. Wait
till I tell the missus about this. Come on, let's step for the side door. Now, that's why I say there was something phony going on. The odds were all in McCoy. Everybody was picking McCoy, but Flash Curran and his mob were backing Miller. That doesn't sound right to me.
Oh, it don't sound right. And then neither Manny Moritz or the others behind McCoy's corner were looking as happy as they should have been. Hey, do you think that...
Calling Captain Roberts in car 42. Captain Roberts in car 42. Ambulance follow-up to the garden back in the training quarters. Let's go.
I don't think anything. I know. Cut around the corner here to the dressing room. Unless I miss my guess, there's a little show going on back there, and we don't want to miss it.
Yeah, these are the dressing rooms.
Yeah, let's get going. This is the door.
Well, the door's locked.
Now, bang on it.
Somebody's pulling the bolt on the inside.
Yeah. Now, we're officers. What's wrong here?
Head man back there.
Who is it?
Slugger McCoy.
Come on, Joe.
There's a crowd up ahead there.
All right, let us through. Let us through here, will you? All right, I guess this is the door, Joe. Hello, Manny. What's wrong?
The slugger's dead, Captain.
Yeah? What killed him?
Oh, I don't know, but the doctor's in there now.
Come on, Joe, and shut the door so that herd of yokels won't come climbing in. Where is he?
Back in the shower.
Either way.
Here, this is the doc here.
I'm Captain Roberts.
I'm Dr. Kent. I was just leaving the fight when they called for a doctor. I came right back.
I see. What's the dope?
McCoy's dead.
What killed him?
Don't know. Looks like a case of heart attack.
Heart attack, my eye. McCoy's heart was as strong as a bull's. Did you move the body?
I turned it over to listen to the heart.
How was he lying?
He was slumped down in the shower. His body was lying mostly inside the shower. His head and one arm were outside.
Any marks on the body?
None other than the ones he received in the fight. I think you'll find it a case of heart trouble, Captain. It's not out of reason in cases like this where a great amount of physical energy is used.
I know that, Doc. I know also that there's a possibility that McCoy was bumped off. Who found him, Manny?
The colored rubber.
Bring him in.
Oh, he don't know nothing about it, Captain. Besides, he's too scared to talk.
I said bring him in.
Okay.
Help me get this body up on this rubbing table, Joe. You might give us a hand, too, Doctor.
Yeah, surely.
Yeah. There. No marks. Any evidence of poison, Doctor?
No visual signs. Of course, the autopsy might...
Hey, this is funny. Where in the Sam Hill is that colored boy? Oh, here he is.
I'll tell you, Mr. Captain, I don't know nothing.
What's your name, boy?
George.
What do you know about this, George?
I don't know nothing, Mr. Captain, sir.
What happened after the fight?
Well, I don't know, sir. The slugger, he was mad, and he pushed his way through the crowd and come in here. I followed him in, he started undressing. Then he turned around and told me to get Mr. Manny, his manager, sir.
What did you do?
Well, I went to look for Mr. Manny, and I found him up front talking to the gentleman from the garden. So I told him the slugger wanted to see him, and then I come back.
And found McCoy dead, huh?
Yeah, sir.
Okay, wait outside.
Yeah, sir.
What did McCoy want to see you about, Manny?
I don't know.
What were you doing up front talking to some guys when your man had just won his biggest fight?
I think that comes under the heading of my business, Captain.
Well, maybe it does and maybe it don't. Maybe it comes under the heading of our business. Who were you talking to?
Flash Curran.
Oh, you were, huh? Flash Curran was backing Kid Miller. How come you were talking to him?
I was collecting a bet.
Bet on McCoy?
Would that be so crazy as to bet against me own fighter?
No. I just thought
that... Well, think again.
Flash Curran paid you?
Yeah.
Go through his pockets, Joe.
Say, you can't do
this.
This
is one time we're doing it just the same. Hand me his wallet, Joe. Here you are. $20. I thought you said Curran paid you.
Well, it was just a piker bet.
Only $20. All right, here's your wallet. Wait in the next room.
Say, listen here, Captain.
I said wait in the next room.
Oh, boy, just like you think, Captain, but you got me all wrong.
Shut the door on him, Joe.
Right.
Doctor, there's a red-headed guy up front named Curran, Flash Curran. See if you can find him for us, will you? If you do, tell him to step back here.
All right, Captain Roberts. Hey, what's the idea, Sam? This guy died of heart failure. Doctor said so.
I'm no doctor, but I say he didn't. Look in his right hand here. Yeah, what does that look like?
It looks like a burn.
It is a burn. In the palm of his right hand.
Where'd you get it?
In the shower.
The hot water pipe, huh?
Either the hot or the cold. I don't know which.
Hey, you're up to something.
Mm-hmm. Now look around the place here. There ought to be a set of steps leading down under this room. I have a hunch that we'll find something very interesting under here. There. See how it was done? Close the door to the stairway. I don't want our man to know we've been down there.
You sure had it figured out. I don't see how you're going to pin it on him.
Oh, that'll be easy. Is the doctor back yet?
You don't see him around anywhere. What I can't figure out is how you tumbled to this in the first place.
Well, I knew something was wrong when I saw the fight tonight. From all appearances, I knew that McCoy was all set for a dive. That was the only way Curran and his mob would clean up in a fight. But something happened.
What?
Well, I don't know yet, but I'll bet it was over McCoy's gal. The dope had it yesterday that she'd given McCoy the air and had moved over to the Miller camp. Anyhow, McCoy went in there tonight not to take his dive, but to win.
And Morris was betting against him and kept after him to go down.
Mm.
That's why he threw Morris out of his corner. Say, that's why Flash Curran...
Curran is right outside.
Oh, good. Now, Doctor, we're pulling a little experiment, and I'd like to have you stick around in case anything goes wrong.
All right, Captain.
You may think we've gone nutty or something, but we're asking three men to take a shower bath while we watch them.
Yeah, I suppose you know what you're doing.
You're darn right we do. Call that colored boy in, Joe.
All right.
I want you to watch these boys closely and see what happened, Doctor.
Here he is, Sam.
Mr. Captain,
sir. Get your clothes off, George. You're going to take a shower.
Mr. Captain, sir, has you all gone crazy?
No, Stalin. Get your clothes off.
Yes, sir.
Get Manny Morris ready in the next room, Joe. He's next.
Okay.
All right, George, walk under that shower and turn it on.
All All right, Mr. Gavin, but I don't know why.
All right, George, all right. Forget it. Get your clothes on and go into the next room.
You all sure am a crazy man, Captain. Tell me to...
Get your clothes on and get in the next room. Tell Captain Snyder that I'm ready for Morris.
Yeah.
Well, our first shot was a dud, Doctor, but we have two more bathers, Manny Moritz and Curran.
Yeah, I think I see what...
Say, you got a lot of nerve. What screwy idea are you up to now? If you think for a minute...
Shut up, Manny. Shut up. Get under that shower.
Come on, do it. I got some right.
So have we. Put him under there, Joe.
Yeah, come on. Come on. Get under that shower. There.
Now, put his hand up on that shower valve.
Oh, no, don't do that. Don't.
So you're the one, you shriveled up shrimp. You killed your own fighter over a measly frame-up that didn't work.
That's a lie.
Tell me that. You killed McCoy tonight because he refused to take a dive in the Miller fight. You were betting with Flash Curran in the gamble ring. You had it all figured out that if McCoy didn't dive tonight, you'd kill him and collect his insurance. We've got you dead to rights, Manny. Take him out, Joe.
No, wait for me. You've got to be all right.
May I ask a question?
Sure, Doctor. Shoot.
What does the shower have to do with it?
Everything. That new zinc drain on the floor of the shower was McCoy's death knell. Morris knew it, and that's why he didn't dare go into the shower.
You mean?
I mean that Morris had connected the power wires that feed this building to the metal base of the shower and the shower valve. After the fight, he went below and threw the switch. McCoy was electrocuted.